Okay, it's time for step four. I'm so excited because now we're believing different. We've accepted our role in the journey. We're expectant, knowing that miracles can happen in our life too. So now we are definitely ready for step four. It's one of the most exciting steps that you'll experience, so here we go. Become the adventurer you were created to be. I tell you, it's one of my favorite steps that I've experienced in my life because, as we've discussed, life is a journey. Life is supposed to be, you know, an adventure. And so as you're starting to discover who you are and you're believing and you're accepting your role and you're getting expectant, what you will find is that you become this person that you've been dreaming about. When you sat down and you thought about, man, what would my life really look like if miracles happened for me? Or what would my life look like if my dreams started to come true? You wake up and you find yourself becoming that person, becoming the adventurer you were created to be. You know, you guys have heard me talk about that I lived in New York and Los Angeles. Well, in 2002, I moved back to Oklahoma. And I tell you, I've loved being back here, and I was gone for 14 years, so it's great to be back around family and friends. But interesting enough, there were a lot of people that I had not seen since I had graduated high school. So I started running into them here and there. Well, you know, the year after I moved back in 2003, I went to my high school reunion. And like I said, I haven't seen some of these people since we graduated. And so we're talking and catching up, and I'm hearing all about them and their families and their careers. And then some of them started to ask me, well, Sean, what do you do? You're still in California, right? And I said, no, I'm living back here now. And they were like, wow, we didn't know that. Well, what do you do? And as I started to share that, well, I'm a speaker and a coach and a consultant, and I work with people and companies, helping them take things to the next level, shifting mindsets and helping people be successful, helping companies with their employees, helping them engage more. They just looked at me, and I remember my one friend looked at me kind of like Benji the dog, like, huh? What? You? But my favorite was a girl that I had gone to school with. And she looked at me as I shared with her what I did, and she went, you know, out of all the people we went to school with, I'd have never thought you would do something like that. Well, as I tell that story when I speak, people, I can see it in their faces. They're like, oh my gosh, how did you respond to that? Well, you know what? I smiled because it showed me how far I've come. See, they knew the knucklehead they had gone to school with. They knew the guy that, oh, I can give you a million examples, but I'll give you the first one that popped into my head. There was a time, now I didn't drink a lot growing up, never really have in my life, but there was a time on lunch where someone thought it was a good idea to buy beer. And it was Coors Light. I'll never forget the silver can. Well, fifth hour was about to start, and I wasn't finished with the one can I had been drinking. And so I was going to take it into class with me. Why? Because I wasn't finished. That was my mindset. Seeing you thought you had a long way to go. Well, thank goodness my friends stopped me from doing that and making an even bigger mistake. But here's the thing. They remembered me then. That was my then. This is my now. And folks, that applies for you too. That was your then. This is your now. As you've embraced these steps and you're going through this process, you're going to become a new person. You're going to become who you were created to be. See, that's what I call next level living. And there's always new levels of experience and new levels of truth to discover. The process reveals the deepest fears and the deepest truths and the nuggets that take our dreams to levels we would have never thought possible. And I'm so proud of you for embracing this process and becoming this person. Let me tell you about one of those pivotal moments for me, because I know that you're going to have the same thing happen in your life. For years, I kept hitting a certain level of success, just a certain level of success, but I couldn't break through that ceiling, or as John Maxwell calls it, the law of the lid. I couldn't break through my lid. There was just something that was going on that I kept self-sabotaging myself. I just couldn't figure out how to get past this point. And then one night, as I was thinking on these things and trying to think things through, and I had gotten quiet, see, because the deepest, darkest secrets in our lives, truths, the creativity, the greatness, all the above that's in the core of who we are, it can't find its way to the surface when there's chaos surrounding us. It needs the quiet to come out. And that's why that you have big ideas when you first lay down to sleep or in the shower or in the car while you're driving when it's quiet or maybe even in the bathroom. I mean, you have these moments of quiet and that's when it all tries to come out. I know for me, I keep a pad of paper by the bed and even in the bathroom because there's times I get a great idea. I don't want to wait till I get out of the shower. We might forget it. Well, this night I was just thinking, see, when you position yourself for a moment, that's when they happen. And I had positioned myself in a quiet place and I was thinking through these things and then it hit me. All of a sudden I knew why I had been limited in my success. See, I was afraid that if I became more successful than my father, that he would remove his love from me. Now, that might not make sense to any of you, but in my situation growing up, my parents divorced when I was 5, and my dad remarried, and, you know, there were just years. You know, my parents are great people, and I love them, and we get along great now. We all have great relationships, but they were young parents, and they made mistakes, just like all of us parents do, and just like your parents did. But the reality was, to a kid, it seemed like if I didn't do exactly the right thing, that my father and my stepmother, they would remove their love from me. It was like this yo-yo thing, dynamic going on. And so I realized that night, that was my greatest fear, that I would lose my father's love that I finally felt I had. Notice the key word, felt. So here's the thing. I made a choice right there on that moment that I was going to be more successful. I was going to do the things I needed to do because I wanted to touch the world. I wanted to change people's life. And to do that, I would have to be more successful. It wasn't a pride thing. It was a necessity thing to touch people's lives. And if my dad would choose to remove his love because I was out there helping people and in doing so became successful, then that was on him. It wasn't on me. See, I want his love. I don't need his love. And you know, the very next year, I broke through. I broke through. Not only did I touch more people than I've ever touched in my life before, but my income increased 4 times in just 1 year. Now, here's the interesting part. My father, the one who I was afraid would remove his love, well, he was one of my biggest cheerleaders. He was so happy for me. See, it was just a fear. Now, there's an acronym that a lot of you have probably heard for fear, and it goes false evidence appearing real. I have another acronym for you for fear. Face everything and respond. That's what we learn to do is these 5 steps that we go through, and I'm telling you, that's what I did, and my life has never been the same. My dad and I, our relationship is better than ever, and I'm experiencing a level of success that he hasn't. But here's the reality. It's not even about that. It's about the people I'm helping and the people that I'm trying to help them release their dream. Oh, it's such a fun place to live. The other cool thing about becoming this adventurer that you were created to be, I've had a lot of friends that I grew up with that I've been able to help as well. And that means a lot to me because I care about. Now, talking about adventure, I want you to list 2 things you want to try and 2 places you want to go. 2 things you want to try and 2 places you want to go. Well, let me tell you about one of my places before we go on to step 5. Growing up, I had always wanted to go to Hawaii. I mean, come on, who didn't? I don't know how many of you out there have gone to Hawaii, but I never had gone. And I'd always wanted to go to Hawaii and never had the opportunity. Why? Because it costs so much. I mean, I thought, well, I'll look at the postcards. I'll hear other people's stories. There was a mindset there. But one day I got home from traveling. I'd been on the road for quite a while. My phone rang. The gentleman on the other end of the line said, "Is this Sean Appananto?" And I said, "Well, yes, it is." He says, "Well, I'm inquiring about bringing you to speak in our area. But here's the catch. We need you to clear your calendar for 3 weeks. Do you think you could do that?" Well, my thought was, my goodness, 3 weeks. That's a lot. This must be an interesting job. I said, "Well, yes, I could look into that. Where are you located, sir?" And he said, "Well, we're in Hawaii." Yes, I'm not dreaming. I pinched myself. I'm sitting at my desk. I believe I said, did you say Hawaii? Yes, we're in Hawaii. We run some organizations over here. We want you to come speak. And oh my goodness. Let me think about that for a minute. Yes, I'll go. When can we go? Right now. Well, I handled it a little better than that. But I tell you, I was like a little kid inside. I was so excited because a dream was coming true. Step three, once again, was coming true in my life just by all these embracing the process of growing into the greatness within us. Long story short, they flew me to Hawaii, put me up. It was amazing 3 weeks. I got to speak to so many amazing, wonderful people, changing lives. Every day, going down to the beach, enjoying Hawaii, seeing the sights, and they paid me to do it. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Not only will you get to live your dreams, but you'll make money doing it. Helping people while you do it. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we must embrace these steps and take our life to the next level. There's nothing like it. Are you ready? It's your time to become the adventurer you were created to be. See you at step 5.